Pumpkins and Mice. When I finally reached the charming castle in the Northern Kingdom, the royal ball had already begun. The cream-colored stone castle was even more magnificent than I had imagined. It had 7 huge towers with colorful tiled roofs that glistened like jewels in the setting sun. At least 3 dozen royal guards stood watch outside on the palace grounds. Trying to sneak past those guys was going to be next to impossible. I must have looked really suspicious or something, because one of them marched right over and glared at me.
"Excuse me, missy, but the royal ball is by invitation only, so please move along. I don't want to have to arrest you for loitering or trespassing on royal property," he barked.
OMG, I'd recognize that scowl anywhere. It was Mr. Grumpy, the security guard from the Bad Boys concert, but his ID badge said Sir Grumpy of the 5th Royal Battalion. The last thing I needed right then was to get arrested by an overzealous royal guard. So I quickly retreated down the castle walkway, and when no one was looking, I ducked inside an open door of the royal horse stables and hid in an empty stall. I flopped down on a bale of hay and blinked back tears of frustration. If there was ever a time I needed a fairy godmother, this was it.
"Brianna, please help! This is an emergency!" I whisper shouted in desperation.
I held my breath and waited, but no Brianna. However, I did manage to get the attention of 3 horses in neighboring stalls who stared at me curiously. I had been hiding in that stall for a couple of hours and must have inadvertently dozed off or something, because the next thing I knew, someone was tapping me lightly on the shoulder. I immediately panicked. I thought for sure Sir Grumpy had discovered my hiding place and was about to place me under arrest for trespassing on royal property. But when I opened my eyes, a smiling face with twinkling eyes was 2 inches from my nose. I blinked a few times, and when my eyes finally came into focus, I saw it was Brianna, my fairy godmother.
"OMG, Brianna!" I gawked at her. "Where have you been?"
"Sorry I'm late. I got stuck in traffic," she quipped.
"Thank goodness you're here," I said. She checked her watch.
"Well, I'll be a toothless tooth fairy. It's almost 11 o'clock," she exclaimed. "We have to get you to that royal ball before midnight."
"Okay, glam me up," I cried eagerly. "And just in case there's a cute prince, I want the dress to be short, but not that short. And sparkly, but not too sparkly. And..."
"Shush, I'm the professional here," Brianna said, looking annoyed. "Just let me do my job."
"Sorry, I'm just so anxious," I said. "Go ahead."
"Thank you," Brianna replied as she raised her magic wand and chanted, "Alakazoo, Alakazam, I want a dress that's totally glam."
With a puff of smoke, I was transformed. I looked down at my dress and gasped, because my dress was mostly made of ham. I was dressed head to toe in ham and assorted deli meats. My earrings and bracelets were made out of meatballs.
I feel like I should be served on bread with mayo," I said.
"No, you stupid wand. I said glam, not ham," Brianna scolded it.
"So, is this the dress I'll be wearing?" I asked.
"Wait a minute. Oh, here's the problem," Brianna laughed uncomfortably. "I forgot to turn on the voice recognition."
She fidgeted with the wand and then spoke into it.
"Testing, testing. 1, 2, 3. Is this thing on?" "Okie dokie. Let's try this again," Brianna said. blah, blah, blah. We want a dress that's totally glam. Poof. That's more like it. Not to brag, but this dress is magnificent, Brianna bragged. So, what do you think of your new look? Oh, wait. You need a mirror. Poof.
Brianna zapped up a mirror. I gazed at myself and gasped.
Wow, I look gorgeous.
I twirled around in my dress.
Thank you. No problem.
But we have to hurry. I still have to whip up your horse and carriage. Outside the back door of the stable was a small mouse nibbling on a pumpkin.
Perfect! Brianna exclaimed. Now stand back and be amazed at my awesome power. Poof!
That spell did not go so well.
OMG! Brianna was so embarrassed when the pumpkin turned into a pie.
Don't worry, Brianna, I said, trying to make her feel better. Actually, the castle is just around the corner. I really don't need a horse and carriage.
Are you sure? I probably just need to make a few minor adjustments to my wand.
Actually, I can just walk. I need the exercise.
Great idea, Brianna said and tossed the pumpkin pie and mouse over her shoulder. Besides, one can never get too much exercise.
I grabbed Brianna and gave her a big hug. I really appreciate all of this. I'm going to find the Wizard of Oz, and he'll have me back home in no time, I said excitedly.
Say hello to the king and queen for me. Oh, and remember, the enchantment wears off at midnight when the clock strikes.
12, yeah, I know the story, I interrupted. Thanks again and goodbye. Then I ran toward the castle entrance as fast as my glass slippers would carry me.